Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marini Maraz Shichu, Sus Moshe Ben Shtemrei, Sus Moshe Mordechai, and Ali Mishmas, Leah Maser Yaakov, Ruven Ben Yaakov Aaron, Levi Ben Shmuel, Shami Ben Yosef, David Yitzchak Ben Kiva Yehuda. There's an apostle of Paraglam and Posekal from Parshas Nitzav, and Vayakri of all Lecha called Varam Eila, a brocha by Kolosh and Asati, and Fenecha by Shos, and Lecha by Cholagam, and Sheretich Hashem, and Lecha Hashem. And when all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse that I place before you, and you take it to heart, among all the Gentiles that Hashem scattered you there, or sent you there. The Rechaim HaKadosh asks, why does the blessing say, Vayakri of all Lecha called Varam Eila? Why call it Dvar Meila? Just write. Why all these things? Just say, when the brach and the color come upon you. The Al-Shech HaKadosh asks, that it says HaBracha. They're not going to return to Hashem because of the bracha. They're going to return by Shevose El Bavecha. They're going to return because of the klala. So why is the bracha mentioned? He also asks, and what it says, Hashem Nesati Lefanecha, B'chara Atz Miyutar. Just right. Why does it have to say Shanasati Lefanecha? Also the words Vashevoise El Bavecha. You will return to your heart. What? What will you return to your heart? It just says, Vashevoise El Bavecha, B'chol HaGoyim Asher Adich Hashem Elokech Hashem. It's a chasar perush, chasar biyu. You're going to take to your heart among all the goyim that Hashem placed, put you there. We also have to understand why it says the beginning of the pasuk, b'lashon rabim, called dvarim ha'ela, and in Baiter it says, ha'bracha v'aklala b'lashon yachid. So we have a whole bunch of kashas. Why does it say, called dvarim ha'ela b'chlal? Why does it say the bracha? You're going to do tshuva because of the bracha, you're only tshuva because of the klala. Why does it mention the bracha? Why does it say Shanasati Lefanecha? It's superfluous. What does it mean Vashevosa Levecha? What are you going to take to your heart? Why at the beginning did it say Lashon Rabim called Dvarim Ha'ela and invite Lashon Yochid Bracha V'Haklala? Pasuk Beis, it says V'Shavta Hashem Lekecha V'Shemata V'Kolo V'Chol Asher Anochim Tzavcha Yom Atav V'Necha V'Chol Avavcha V'Nafshcha, and you're going to turn to God, you listen to His voice. All that I command you today, you and your sons with all of your hearts and all of your souls. So the heart we have to understand, it says, Ubanecha. V'shamati b'kolo b'chol asher anochim tzavcha yom atav uvanecha. Who's this referring to? If it's talking to about the Gedolim. Since Moshe Rabbeinu isn't talking to this generation, he's talking to about what's going to be b'achrus hayamim. So b'necha is you. You. He's talking to all the Gedolim together. It can't be talking about the Gedolim, it's talking about the Ketanim. Ketanim don't do sin, so why are they doing tshuva? HaMikdavar is omen on this. So again, it's talking about Achrus Hayom, we're going to do tshuva. Who? Ato v'necha, you I get, but who's b'necha? If it's the Gedolim, that's you. And if it's the Ketanim, the Ketanim don't have to do tshuva. Also, Pasuk Vav, Mal Shem Zekecha Zavocha Zavav Zarecha La'avaz Shem Lekecha V'chol Avocha L'Navshecha. You have to understand. Zarecha is included in Mal Shem Zavocha. So what's the separate inyan of a Zarecha that it says in the Pasuk? The Rebbe says, Yomal Hashem b'slavavcha b'slavav Zarecha. La'avetz Hashem lokech v'chol avavcha l'nafshecha. So Zarecha, when it says in the Pasuk Zarecha, that's included Yomal Hashem b'slavavcha b'slavavcha. Hashem's going to circumcise your heart. That includes Zarecha. So why is it a separate union of Zarecha? Why is Zarecha also mentioned again? Just as they're included in Amal Hashem Eslavavcha. So why does it have to say Veslavav Zarecha? Now that it says in Pasuk Av, Hashivot Zalavavcha, and also Pasuk Vav, Amal Hashem Eslavavcha, would appear, based on what it says in Veschana, V'atat Hashem Lekach V'chol Vav V'chol Mavshecha V'chol Meldecha. So we see that we need a tzivui, not in the Etzem Ahava. Rather, the Ahava should be b'chol levavcha. Because Ahava, there exists mitzad atzma b'nefesh Yisrael. It's a Jewish soul has love for God, like the Rambam writes famously, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Beis. We have a special connection to Hashem. We want to do the right thing. This is the Yetzirah. That's a koch menage to this Ahava. And therefore the Ahava is not b'chol alev. So comes the Azhara, not to follow the Yetzirah. And we could say that's what it means when it says in the Mishnah and Brachas, in the Dalet and the Sefer B'chol Levavcha, B'shnei Yetzirecha. But Ahava we have anyway because of the Yetzir HaTov, because of the Chelek HaTov. You don't need an Azhara in the Etzem Ahava. The Asar is against the Eitzahara that's coming to be Mevatel. The Ahava should not be B'chol Levavcha. Not that it says B'shnei Yitzarech with the two Yitzarim, it's to be Mevardis. You don't need to see for the Etzem Ahava, it's just in the Chelik of the Eitzahara. It causes you to lack in your Ahava. And that comes the Tzivu, that you shouldn't lack this because of the Eitzahara. And then the Ahava is going to be Relev Shalim. And it would appear that the tshuva in the parasha is the tshuva shlema, through which the tikkun hashalem is going to come, Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come. Like we see in the Yerushalmi, Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Melacha, Melacha Aleph. This is special tshuva, that even though there's tshuva that comes because of Yiras Onesh, and the tshuva comes from Avod, this is not tshuva. It's Mevatel, the Homatzis of the Yetzirah, and there's only Yetzirah Tov. But rather, tshuva is that even though there is a Yetzirah, he's misgaber on the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah Tov and misgaber overcomes it. And as long as it's still a Yetzirah, even though because of Onesh, a person's afraid of Onesh, or a person has a Havi, understands he shouldn't follow the Yetzirah. Chas v'shalom, he can return to sin. And this isn't tshuva shleima legamrei. Only tshuva that's vashevosel levavecha v'shnei yitzarecha. That's the word of vashevosel levavecha with two yitzarim, the yitzar tov and the yitzar ra. In other words, now the yitzar hatov overcomes, overpowers, rules over the yitzar ra. And then once it rules over the Yetzer Hara, so it completely eradicates the Ra, and then the Tikkun HaShalem is going to come, the Gilul Hashem is going to come. And then in that, this parasha was written. That's what this parasha is about. This parasha is about the Yetzer Hara, overcoming the Yetzer Tov, overcoming the Yetzer Hara, and eradicating the evil. And this type of tshuva only comes through his bonus, Das, understanding the Tov, understanding the Ra. You have to know the essence of good, the essence of bad. Then the Emes in the Tov is clear. Kor Yom. There's no more darkness. There's no more darkness of Yetzer Hara. That's what it says. V'hayu ki avoy alecha kol v'rami la bracha v'akol she nesalti l'fanecha. What do you mean bracha v'aklala nesalti l'fanecha? They baim alecha. They came upon you. What does it mean nesalti l'fanecha? Baim alecha. Why is it called Lefanecha? So the Pasuk is telling us that it says Vishavta is not because of the Etzem HaKlal, Mitzad Echad and the Bracha Mitzad Sheni. That the person's desire for Bracha and a person's desire not to have a Klal is going to bring the Tshuva. So the Tshuva is not enough to be Po, what it says in this Parsha, bringing the Geula. What's going to be Po, what's going to activate? What's written in the parasha is not the bracha and the klala that are on him, but rather that through the bracha and the klala, he has in front of him a meisim that are going to bring him to see from the outcome, the shorash. How mitzad echad. זה הרע בעצם הוא, ולא כביטוי יצר האלימות וטוב הדבר. ומצד שני, על הטוב האמיתי שמנו תוצאו של ברכה. ומצב זה של הבנה והתבוננות אין כלל ליצר הרע במלף דלתו. אז that's what it means, שנסעתי לפניך. I place before you the bracha and the klala. What do you mean? That through the bracha and the klala, we're going to have maisim that are going to bring him to see the root. To see from the tozaot, from the outcome, they're going to see the root. That ra be'etzem, ra is evil. You have to stay away from it. And tov brings to the tozaot a bracha, because it's tov be'etzem. And then you realize the Yetzirah is garbage, it's nonsense, it's demyenis. And it says to Tshuva, it says, Vashivosa levavecha, b'shnei levavecha. B'shnei Yetzirecha, Yetzir Tov and Yetzir Hara. Because there's no more room for Ra, the Yetzir HaTov completely vanquished the Yetzir Hara. That's why it says, Asher Nasati lefanecha. That through the bracha and the klala, you're going to see, good deeds bring to the bracha. Because the good deeds are essentially good, that's why they bring to bracha. And that's going to help you overpower the ra, which brings to klala. That's the yisod of the tshuva that we see in the parsha. That you're understanding the tov of the bracha, and therefore that the ra is nothing. That's what it means. Shenasati bracha b'klal shenasati lefanecha. The bracha and the klal I place before you. Meaning that I place them before you, and you see the blessings that the ma'isim tov that bring to the bracha and the. Maisim Rai that bring to the klal, and then you're going to vanquish your Yetzer Hara. You're going to say the Ra is nonsense, it's garbage, it's miyinus. Now we understand, you can answer the kashas, the Alshich we asked earlier. And of course, the klalos are going to bring them to tshuva, to be misbonein, to be mechapes and starkum. But his bonus, see, gam kapi shorish habrocha, gam kapi shorish haklala. And that's why it says, bracha uklala. We say, what do you mean? The klala is going to bring the tshuva, not the bracha. No. The bracha will also, because you're going to look at the shorish ha'inyanim. You're going to see the good of the bracha. You're going to see the tov is tov batzim, and that's why it brings a bracha, and the ra is ra batzim, and that's why it brings a klala. And Ramela, the good is going to vanquish the bad. Amazing. The bracha also. And also we understand why it says B'lashon Yachid. Unlike the Reisha. In the Reisha it's B'lashon Rabim. Because the pasuk is talking about the Dvarim Eilem Metzias HaKlalos. It's going to harbe Dvarim Yavo Aleim. And therefore it says B'lashon Rabim. That it says a bracha when I recall Hashem Nasati Lefenecha. I didn't say bracha to Klal, it says bracha v'aklala. I'm not talking about the mitzias of makos and tovos, the good and the bad that's going to come upon them, but rather on the concept of bracha and klala. And dvar me'elo is the mitzias of the klalos. When it says bracha and klala, it's talking about the concept of bracha and klala. When these things come upon you, you're going to look at the concept of klal and bracha that are standing before you. And the concept is one. You're going to see that good is good because it brings to bracha, and it brings to bracha. And bad is bad. That's why it brings to klal. That's what it says, Vashivosa levecha, you're going to bring to your heart. What are you going to bring to your heart? What this means is, Shelo rak shtargish et haklalot, ela tavin gam et asher lefanecha v'titbonen bo. Not only are you going to feel the klalos, but you're also going to understand. You're going to think about it. That's what we have in Pasuk Beis. That from this is born is V'shavta Hashem Elokecha. And in Mirtz Hashem, we'll see that this is talking about Bidul Hara Legamri. That's because of what it says in Pasuk Aleph, that the things that are going to come upon you are going to bring you to see us a bracha lekol shenasati lefanecha. You're going to get to the root of the bracha and the klala, good and bad. The good's going to beat the bad, and therefore v'shafta v'shevos el v'vecha. You're going to take it to heart. You're going to be mizbonim. We also understand what the Orchaim asked. Why does it say called Var Meile? Could it just say Vayki Yavo Alecha Bracha V'Aklal Shenasati Lefanecha? No. When it says Vayki Yavo Alecha Bracha V'Aklal, it's talking about one thing, and Shenasati Lefanecha, it's talking about something else. So the Pasuk is saying Shalachi Avo call it Varamelan, the Onshim Mitzaris that were said until now in the Parsha. But because of what's gonna Yavo Elecha, you're gonna think about the Mitzias of Brach and Kalash and Asanti Lufanecha. Vayuki Avo Elecha call it Varamela, and when all these things come to Klalas, then you're gonna think about the Mitzias, the Mahus, the concept of Brach and Klala that I place before you. And then you're going to learn what's good and what's bad. And through that, you're going to do tshuva of bitul hara. And then you're going to come to all the good stuff it says, v'hemshech ha-parsha. When all these things come upon you, all the terrible things, Habracha v'aklal shenasati lefanecha. You're going to think about the bracha and the klal that I placed before you. You're going to think about the concept of bracha and the concept of klal. You're going to understand that the root of klal is evil and the root of bracha is good. Therefore, you should go with the side of good. Because good brings bracha. It must be amazing. And bad brings klala. When all these things come upon you, all these curses, it's going to come and bring you to bring. Think about it. It's a bracha v'aklal shenasati lefanecha. That's why it says they're two different things. It's going to come upon you, the bracha and the klala, and then you're going to be mizbonim about what's the klalas are going to come upon you, and then you're going to be mizbonim about the bracha and the klala shenasati lefanecha, and then vashivosel vavecha, then you're really going to be mizbonim. You're going to take it to heart about the root of good and the root of bad. And then you're going to do the tshuva that's going to bring the gula. And we also understand what it says, Tov Anecha. What are we talking about here? Which sons? The Gedolim or the Ketanim? Gedolim are included in Atah. The Ketanim don't have to do tshuva. And we're talking about the Gedolim. But tshuva that comes because of Yiras HaOnesh, Yiras HaRomus, that's not common between you and your sons. Everybody has their own tshuva because of his das, because of his ratzin. Just tshuva that we're coming to define it as a mitzius that has only good and that has no yetzer hara. That's defined as something that's common with your sons. Because the Yetzirah comes to every Jewish person. We all have it. Sha'ayetzirah tov. Those who dwell in the shadow of the Most High, Yetzirah banav v'yotam banav. Sha'ayetzirah tov ba'al kol ish Yisrael ha'idei ma shenolad me'av Yisraeli v'ha'idei zeh ish b'b'chal u'ma Yisraelitu. We all have, now that we have Yetzirah, we also have Yetzirah tov. And we only have a Yetzirah Tov. So that means that we have a commonality with our children. The Torah wants to explain this for Shavta. It's talking about Tshuva through which there's only good. And that's Tshuva Tov Banecha B'chol Avav V'chol Nafshecha. What's common between you and your children. And what is that? You only have a Yetzirah Tov, the Bittul Yetzirah. That's the tshuva that we're talking about over here. We're all born with the Yetzirah Tov and Yetzirah. And we're going to do a tshuva that's common for all of us. What's that? What's the commonality? That the Yetzirah Tov vanquishes the Yetzirah. Talking about tshuva of Yerusha Anish and Yerusha Raimus, each one has his own different type of tshuva. But here we're talking about tshuva that eradicates the Yetzirah, and that's common with all of us. They're all going to do tshuva that eradicates the Eitzah Hara, and it's because of Avos Ubanim. The children have it because of the father. The children have this great Eitzah Tov because of the father. And therefore it says, V'ato Vanecha. That's what it says in Pasuk Vav. U'mal Hashem Elokecha Zlovovcha Zlovav Zarecha L'Avos Hashem Elokecha B'chol Avovcha Nafshe L'man Chayecha. The Rabban says, Zatom Ha'yemos HaMashiach. You're going to choose Tov the Teva. We're not going to be Misa'avah for bad things. That's the Mila that we're talking about over here. U'mal Hashem Elokecha. It's going to circumcise our hearts. So since but through tshuva we're going to become to bittul hara, the tikkun Hashem is going to come. Hashem is going to be mevatel the ra, and man's only going to do ratzon Hashem. This is la'avat Hashem akarav chol avav chol nafshecha. The whole heart is going to be for ahava. There's going to be no chelik of not loving. And this union is expressed that it's something common between you and your children, because your chelik hatov is going to be expressed in your children. That's all there's going to be. And that's why it says, Lavavcha Lavav Zarecha, your seed, because it's talking about what's common between you and your seed, i.e., that you vanquish the Yetzer Hara completely. It's the Sugava Vahava Zeshavavta Zeshem Lokecha B'chol Avavcha B'shnei Tzarecha, that your Yetzer Hara Tov beat the Yetzer Hara. That's also we saw earlier, Atov Vanecha. So the Mahalach in the parish is that we're talking about doing tshuva that's going to completely eradicate, vanquish the Yetzer Hara. The color of all the colors are going to come upon you, Hashem. Terrible things. And then a bracha v'kol shenasati l'fanecha, and you're going to think about this bracha and color that was placed before you. In other words, the shayresh of the bracha and the color that was placed before you. And then v'ashevos el v'vecha, you're going to take it to heart. You're really going to understand. You're going to think, you're going to be misboning. What's the root of the bracha? What's the root of the klala? Where the bracha is good, the klal is bad, and you're not going to want to do bad anymore. You're going to see where it leads to. And then v'shavta d'shem lokecha, you're going to do k'tshuva, tshuva that's going to lead to the geula. V'shamata v'kolo, that I command you today, you and your sons, b'chol avavcha l'nafshcha, v'zim b'chol avavcha. Shnei yitzarecha, the yitzar tov is going to beat the yitzar hara, whatever. There's left of the Yetzer Hara that tells you to go against Hashem, the Yetzer Tov is going to beat that. And therefore the love is going to be B'chol Avavcha. We don't need an Azhar for the love. The love is there. But we just need an Azhar that the Yetzer Tov should beat the Yetzer Hara. There should be nothing left of the Yetzer Hara that prevents the love from being fully expressed, fully felt. And then you're going to return to Hashem. You're going to listen to His voice. You're going to do this complete shuva, which is going to bring the geula. You're not going to have a will for evil anymore. That's what it says, Vaitim, Alshem Lekecha, Zavavcha, Zavav Zarecha. It's going to circumcise your heart and that of your seed. There's going to be something common between you and your children, that there's going to be no more Yetzer Hara anymore. It's only going to be Yetzer Hatov. And that's the common denominator, because that's the Jew. The Jew has a Yetzer Hara Tov that has the capacity to completely eradicate the Yetzer Hara. Advarim Meirim Kasapirim Baruch Hashem. And I'd like to thank you for listening. And it's Hashem, we have a lot more to say. Hope we get the same. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.